Hey, pass the salt.
It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Just pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, this is a rare January 7th for me because I'm actually in a pretty good mood today. I got a lot of reasons not to be in a good mood, but I'm in a pretty good mood today. Can I tell you why? We're winning. We're winning. Now, we don't know what the referee is going to do, but we're clearly winning. Now, they're bringing in hometown referees. They're doing everything they can to block us. I'm just telling you, they're letting the other team hold. They're letting the other team cheat. But that folks are not winning. So let me say this first. Couple things. Number one, I want to encourage you guys out there. First of all, what a wonderful, remarkable team we're putting together here. Number one. And number two, listen to me now. We're starting to make a ripple. We are getting. People are starting to notice what we're doing. And you say, why are you doing that? Because it's a pat on the back from the Holy Spirit saying, hang in there, keep doing it. It's a rude awakening that's happening all across America. I am so proud. We had people who went out yesterday and stood by themselves. They went out by themselves yesterday and held a sign. See, we always look for large crowds because large crowds make us think we're moving the ball down the field. Now, I was standing out there yesterday, and we did it in downtown Newark, and there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There might have been 7 of us if I can count right, right? But you know what? It was a learning experience. Can I tell you why? The world is full of zombies. Would somebody give me a thumbs up? Would somebody give me a thumbs up? They would drive by and they would just look and they would tilt their head like a dog, right? Trying to figure out. Because here's what they've done to us, friends. Immediately, when people drive by and you're holding a sign, what really happened, or celebrate freedom, whatever the sign is that you're holding, people immediately stop and think, are they Republicans or Democrats? Are these Trump supporters? See, people can't even look at a sign that says celebrate freedom and in their own mind honk a horn and say, yeah, they can't do that. They have so programmed us. I'm going to get into that. It's called mass formation psychosis. I'm going to get into that. But I just want to say what we did yesterday made a difference. Now, stop. Okay, look. I've lost a lot of football games. Lost a lot of them. And I always knew that after we lost a football game, I had to say something encouraging to our team. Good job, boys. We played like Christians. I'm so proud of you. You held up the honor of our school. No. I would tell them, hey, boys, we just got our asses kicked, and we got to get back to work. That's what a real coach does, right? That's what a real coach does. Say, hey, boys, you want to be like that other team? Then you're going to have to go through some ups and some downs, and you're going to have to take some lumps. This is the process of getting good. So I haven't touched bases with Brett. I don't know how many people were out there, but I'm going to tell you this. There were hundreds of groups on the street yesterday. Maybe it's only one person. Myra was out there by herself. Not more than Myra, out there by herself. Others. Out there by themselves. Can I show you why my heart was blessed? Let me show you. Just hang on there with me a second. I wasn't planning on doing this. I tried to send it to Spencer this morning, and I couldn't get it to go through. I got to show you this, because this is what blessed my heart. This is my, let's get it up here. Probably can't hear it. That's my grandson.
Boom.
Get him, Davey. I couldn't get adults to do that.
That's awesome.
He feels it.
Huh?
Hallelujah. Way to go, Davey.
Celebrate freedom. He was out there proudly yelling, celebrate freedom. As those cars were driving by, he'd stand on one corner, then he'd walk over to the other corner, and he'd hold his little sign, because I'm going to tell you something, folks, we're going to win. And we have got to train our arrows early to engage in this battle. And God bless those of you out there who took your children with you. David told me afterwards, Grampy, I want to do it again. He wants to do it again, right? Huh? Right?
Amen.
Come on, friends. Hey, listen, we're winning.
Hey, so I just want putting hair on his chest is what that's doing.
That's putting hair on his chest. And I'm not going to blow smoke up your butt and telling you how great we all did yesterday. If only two people showed up. That ain't great, but you showed up. And that's where it starts. You showed up. And now you can go to other people and say, hey, where were you? I was there. How many people called you? How many people told you they would come and didn't come? Somebody raise a hand if that happened to you. They told me they would come and they didn't come. Shows you exactly why we're losing. So understand this, folks. Everything you do is a learning experience if you permit it to be one. I saw yesterday out on the street what we're up against. I saw it. Mass psychosis. Zombieism is alive and well in America. Zombieism, alive and well. So we need to know it. We need to push back against it. Yeah, I want to give you a chance to share here a little bit, but I got to make some points before I get too deep in this, okay? Listen. Hey, friends, Lord's put that mark of Ezekiel on you. And you can go hide in your closet if you want to. Something draws you back here every day because there's an urging and a yearning inside your heart that something is happening inside you. It's happening inside you. And you're going to have to face the choice. Are you going to be one of those who are going to say, okay, Lord, here I am. Here I am. Send me. And are you going to be one of them that's going to go do and get uncomfortable and be laughed at and be have your family members be ashamed of you? That can be you. That can be you. Or you can rise up and move through it and continue to move forward, because I'm telling you, hear me. The momentum is on our team. The momentum is on our side. They tried to take yesterday, January 6th. Hey, Brett, they tried to take January 6th. Joe Biden tried to take January 6th, as we told everybody they were going to claim that day. We saw it happen yesterday, right? No, we're taking it back. We're taking the day back. Now, all the sheeple driving around, all the zombies, they don't get it. But every one of you stuck a flag in the ground. And we're going over. We're not going under. We are just beginning to fight, friends. Just beginning to fight. A year ago. I don't want to ride this horse too long. But I'm so proud of you guys. I'm so proud. Myra went out there by herself. I had guys send me pictures. They're in Oklahoma. The wind's whipping jeans out there with a sign all by himself. Are you kidding me? You kidding me? All out there by himself. Yeah, that shows you where we are. By the way, how many of you had a pastor come? Anybody have a pastor show up with you? Huh?
I did.
Awesome, Julie.
I did, yes. Amen.
I did.
Yes, and he even spoke, and he let us use the church to get warm, and we watched you and Ohio Brett and the letter and all that. Yes, he did. He's awesome.
All right. There's hope, man. There's hope. When do we do it in a couple months and celebrate family? Let's see if we can get the pastors involved in that. Celebrate family. Get out on the streets and hold signs. Come on, friends. We're going to rebuild this thing from the bottom up. Let me get Ohio Brett in here real quick. Then I'll get Reggie and Sandy. Just a second. Go ahead, Brett.
Good morning, Coach. And thank you, team, for all your prayers and for all who even invited people to come up and stand up with you. If you were alone or if you had others, Coach, I got pictures from all over. It was so cold in most of the country. Buffalo had a blizzard. Ohio was so cold. Maine, it was cold.
Surge wrecked his truck.
Wow. It was amazing. But here's what did happen. You're right about the zombieism. Coach, is this America? What really happened to America? We took that day, and by the flags that were planted all over America, Coach, we had over 100 people who said they were going to lead local groups. We planted flags all over America for Jesus.
Amen. We did. It's a start, Brett. It's a kickoff. It's an organization. We're moving forward. Friends, don't be discouraged. The Bible tells us, despise not the days of small beginnings. You watch. You watch, folks. You watch people start dropping over dead and more people coming our way. You watch. It's getting ready to happen. Getting ready to happen. They're doing the best they can to hide. Oh, I got such good information. But I want to get some reports from some of you folks here before. Okay, I'll just shut up. I want to hear. I want you guys. You don't have to give me a report. Not a report. But I'm just going to open it up and let's run down through it. Reggie, go ahead.
Yeah, it was a great day yesterday. I mean, I had to work, but I took a longer lunch, and it was just me and Dennis and the three youngest, because the other kids were working, and it was awesome. We had so many people honking, yet there were a lot of zombies. But what was really cool is the kids were really excited. But when we were going back to our parking space, because we parked by the high school, we were on the main road.
Awesome.
And all the high schoolers come through there. So anyhow, this guy was sitting there right next to our van. And he's like, hey, you know, wanted to create small talk. And he's like, do you know local people that I could join up? We invited him here this morning. I hope he's in here. So we met somebody at least, and they were like interested in connecting with other people like-minded.
Yeah. Well, Reggie, we're herd-minded, right? I know this right now. There are people listening right now. So, I was going to go, but I didn't know if I was going to be the only one. They see, it's called what? A bandwagon effect. Oh, you guys went? Betty, you really did go? Oh, well, that's how we build it, okay? Don't be discouraged. Sandy, come on in.
Well, we had to go to, we spent 3 days traveling now. We went to North Carolina and picked up a grandson who was discharged from the Marine Corps for not taking the vax.
Good for him.
So we couldn't make Betty's event, so we stopped along the road, the highway. Well, we pulled off to I don't even know what town it was.
Goldsboro
or something in North Carolina. I sent you a 53-second video that I took. I took some pictures, and a friend of mine made a 53-second video, and nobody cared, but we did. And it was the video will bring tears to your eyes.
I'll check it out, Sandy. Rocky said, that's how winning's done. That's how winning's done. Come on in, Tracy.
Well, good morning, everyone. We did three counties yesterday, and I just wanted to give an observation as to how different it is just going across your county line. I compared it to being like Goldilocks and the Three Bears and the porridge. I mean, it was so different. Dead in one county, so many honks in another, and just kind of mediocre. I mean, it opened my eyes, even just county lines, how different people are. But we had a great time.
Tracy, my mind always goes here. How many churches are there in every county? Can you imagine if we got Christians out on the street? Folks, can you imagine what that would look like if we could do that? That's where we're heading. Betty, come on in. Good work, Tracy.
Good morning. Yep, I'm on my way on the road, but I want to say I was out there for about an hour and a half. I invited like 50 people, and this young man and his mom come, Justin and Lori, and Justin has MS, and he's in a wheelchair, and he is a hero, and he is a fighter. He loves the Lord, so it was three of us and the dog.
Amen.
My hat goes off to them.
You planted a flag, Betty. That's what it's about. Plant that flag. Plant that flag. Joe Allen, come on in. Then Larry.
Coach, I hate to use the word I, but I went to two states. If I could have a dollar for every horn, I could take my wife out on vacation.
Bring her to Sky High for free. Huh? I get you, though, right, Joe? See, folks are looking for leadership. Yeah. People are looking for leadership, but they're very, very apprehensive. Now, ask yourself this. People were scared to do anything on January 6th because why? They were fearful of their government. They were afraid the FBI would see who they were and then come around. Folks, you understand the fear that we're living under? Do you understand it? It's not that people aren't for us. It's that people are afraid to be for us. They're afraid to do it publicly. Come on in, Larry.
Yeah, Monday, I thought I was going to be out there by myself. But then yesterday, 17 total people showed up.
Larry, awesome.
We had a really good holding up the five signs. What really happened? 6 January 2021. And the main thing that I was encouraged about yesterday is the local newspaper interviewed me for about 20 minutes. And they asked me, said, where did this initiate from? What brought this about? And I was able to tell them about Pass the Salt and participating for 6 years now. And that I just heard someone else mention what they were going to do and what the message was. And I said, well, we can do that here in Myrtle Beach. So here we are. Pass the Salt may make it in our local newspapers here.
Well, if we do, we do. If we don't, we don't. Hey, I want Pass the Salt to make it in our local pulpits. That's what I want. I want Pass the Salt to make it into the local pulpits. Come on in, Mel.
Good morning, everybody. I joined late today, but it sounds like you're telling stories about yesterday. So you had so much fun. I was kind of starting to panic a little bit because I was thinking I might be the only one out there, kind of like Larry. But I said, honey, you'll come out with me, won't you, to my husband? And, you know, he's an Army vet. But then I put it out on Facebook, just, hey, this is happening this week. And they're like, well, is there an event today? And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I should make a Facebook event. So we had about 8 people in Baltimore, Ohio. It was the funniest thing, though, the reaction. So we had some enthusiastic comments. But then we had some people that wouldn't make eye contact. And I don't think it was because they were against us. It's just they had never seen anything like that in their whole life in our little town of Baltimore, Ohio. So it was a blast, and we had so much fun. And I feel good that we represented, you know, in Baltimore, Ohio, and kind of planted a flag here. So.
We're just getting started, Mel. We're just getting started. Despise not the days of small beginnings. Craig, come on in. Then Betty.
You know, Kate, you remember back when they were protesting in China and the one man stood in front of that
tank. Stood in front of the tank.
Sometimes the picture can change the narrative.
Amen, buddy. Amen. How about that picture right there? That changed the narrative, won't it? Look at that. Can you throw it up there, Spence? Can they all see it? That's a picture that ought to go across the world right there. That's what we're fighting
Bless
for.
Bless his heart.
Huh? That's what we ought to be. That ought to go across America. Come on in, Betty.
I tell you what saddened my heart was that I would get thumbs down. I'm holding this one nation under God with Jesus. And people would actually walk down and put their head down like they were ashamed. It was amazing. You know, it's like, and they couldn't say good job or hey, keep it up or whatever. They would just put their head down and kept walking. It was sad.
They're not used to a bold public Christian witness, folks. They're not used to it. That was one of the signs I held, one nation under God. One nation under God. Right? Indivisible. Isn't that our motto? We stood in front of the, let me see here a second. Come on in, Glenn, while I'm looking for something here. Come on in, Glenn.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. I was really encouraged yesterday. It was a collaborative effort. Thanks to JR. And we sent out some emails. So I want to ballpark and say we probably had 20 people standing on the
All
corner.
Right.
You know, and at a busy intersection. But what was really gratifying is that people said things. Okay, we had Alicia Healy gave a great inspirational speech. JR talked about the family. I welcomed everybody with some opening remarks. Laura Icahn from Moms for Liberty was there. She told about, you know, what she does for the, you know, representing kids in the school. It was a great mixture of people. The Lord just brought everybody together. You know, I showed up and I staked the flag at 11:30. Okay. So everybody would have a point to, you know where to come. And, at about 5 of 12, nobody was there except JR, myself, and we did invite a pastor. He came. He opened it up in prayer for us. So I think he was really he was really blessed by the whole thing because he had never been experienced something like
that
before.
Isn't that something,
Glenn? So it was really good. But, you know, at 12 o'clock, everybody poured into the parking lot. So, like, right on time. I was a little worried. So we had a really inspired group of people there. So I was really encouraged.
Despise not the days of small beginnings. We're going to build on it. Look, this is our downtown. There's our downtown in Newark. Ten Commandments, still on this corner. We stuck Appeal to Heaven flags all around it. I just thought it was prophetic that that thing is still there. Rochelle, come in, and then Dr. Paul.
Hey, good morning, team. So me and my mom had plans to meet up after work at a busy intersection. Well, we got separated. My mom was out there alone with her sign and the flag. I was looking for her in the queue. I don't see her. But she said she came away a little depressed because people would see the flag and look away and not even read the sign.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? It's
We did engage in some conversation in my neighborhood. And you're right. They're zombies. One person was like, well, Betty White was still alive back then, so it was a better world. And then another person was like, oh, well, we don't really believe in any of that stuff. But one person did have an answer for us about what happened, and they said Antifa. But anyway, it's a start, guys. We'll keep going.
We'll keep going. Amen, Michelle.
And we got pictures. Sorry. We'll send you pics.
Sorry to butt in. I just want to share one. I had a laugh about it afterward. So we were all gathered, and all of a sudden, Roger parachuted in with his microphone, blasting away at the traffic with his, with his boombox, and it was people were taken by surprise because they thought he was an infiltrator. I think they were all asking me, "Who's this guy?" And he was there, and then all of a sudden he was gone. So he was there. He came to, and he was there for a little while.
He usually brings fireworks. Did he bring you fireworks?
Yeah, he did.
I mean, literally, he usually shoots them off. So everybody, thanks. Hey, Dr. Paul, come on in.
Morning. I was with Mike Keith. He's running for governor of Maine. And he went to the Den of the Devil, the Capitol House. And he's on the corner. And a family arrived. And yes, that's my man there. He's amazing, guys. He's inspired me beyond my comfort zone in a big way. A family showed up, and I'll tell you what, I was absolutely floored by listening to their story. This incredible woman with her children that she's adopted over the times, and her story and the kids' story. It was like they inspired me. There's nothing I am just so overwhelmed with the goodness out there. And it's growing every day.
It is. It's growing, man. Hey, Paul, when do people start dropping over dead more and more, right? And the media begins to tell the truth about what's really going on. Once that happens, buddy, you better look out, man. It's going to be something.
Yes, it is.
By the way, Paul, I dropped a check in the mail to you yesterday. Be looking for it from this generous audience here. Unbelievable. It's a blessing coming your way. And, Paul, I know this. Others are going to be mailing checks directly to you. So we want you to know we appreciate your stand, the fight that you're in, and we're gonna win this sucker. God bless you. Come on in, Jeff.
Well, we covered Mount Vernon up here in Knox County. We went to City Hall on the square right in front of the mayor's office. Then we walked a block up the road for the last half hour at the county courthouse. The big old seat there. And then, what's amazing is after doing that, it kind of fired us up for there. We had six of us. So we had a good little crowd there and found out all the politicians were meeting last night at a big fancy restaurant. So we go up there and just, how you talk about somebody photo bombed something. We went up there and Bible bombed them. We went in, I carried my Bible in that place. There's probably 12 to 16 politicians. I mean, a few senators, congressmen, local politicians. This is what I don't understand. They're all in there with their clipboards to get signatures. There's probably 16 politicians in this restaurant and maybe 10 or 12 people to sign their sheets. What are they doing? So I got to engage them in biblical morals, asked six or eight of them, they were nervous. Where they stand as far as biblical morals, and because they all want to talk about money and taxes and jobs. Buddy, we got him going last night with just abortion, homosexuality, and stuff like that. It was great. We had a good time.
Folks, Jeff made a great point. Folks, listen, If you were a politician, why would you engage the moral issues knowing that the church doesn't give a damn? Wouldn't you just stay away from all those? And Jeff went in there and laid those moral issues on the table, and they ran from them, didn't they, Jeff? They don't want to deal with those, right? Because they don't see any votes in the moral issues.
I talked to one of them for 3 or 4 minutes, and I was on him hard, and then he'd try and fade away, and then another one would walk by, and I'd stop him. It was like one after another. They were so glad to get that over with last night and get out of there.
They didn't want to see you guys. Good work again, Jeff. Hey, let me move on. I got to get some stuff in here real quick. Spencer, pull up OhioPromiseKeepers.com. Pull that up for me real quick. Those of you in the Columbus, Ohio area, Michelle and I are going to be at this Ohio Promise Keeper event tonight that's being held. Spencer, go to launch event over here on the right-hand side. Click on launch event right there. Click on that. Tonight, January 7th, at Callahan's Nightclub, 520 Park Street in Columbus, Reform the GOP, free meal or free, I don't know if it's a meal, free hors d'oeuvres, horsey dervies, whatever. I'm going to be there tonight, 7 o'clock until 10 o'clock. So I want to see JR and Jan come and sit beside me. I want Glenn to come and sit beside me. I want us to have a table of us there. It's free. Now, they'll probably take an offering, okay? They're going to do that. I'm telling you, Michelle and I are going to be there tonight and hope to see some of you there. God bless. Oh, my goodness. There's some warriors on that page. I'm going to be there tonight. The event's right there. Come and join with us. Quickly, let's go to our event page real quick, okay? I got some good information I got to get on for you here. A lot of good stuff going on. Next Thursday, I'll be speaking up in Avon Lake. That's not what I wanted to talk about. There it is. On the 15th, Ohio Salt and Light Brigade event here in Newark, Ohio. If you're in the Newark area, get your butt down here. Friday the 21st, the Kentucky Salt and Light Brigade. We're going to go to the Ark on Friday, the Ark Encounter on Friday. Bobby, are you in here? Do you need to say anything to anybody about the Ark Encounter? Anybody wants to come?
Yes, sir, I'm here. Listen, today's the 7th. Time is moving pretty quick. You got to contact me. Text me, email me, smoke signals. I don't care. Let me know if you're coming. So it's a little pricey. I could not get group rates. It's about $54 for adults. I think it might be it's less for kids. And kids,
Bobby, somebody sent us an email yesterday. They can get them half price. Did you get that email?
No.
I'll forward it to you. Keep going. I'll dig that out.
Well, kids under 11 are free. That's a great thing. But regardless, we'll work out the money issue. I just need to know that you're coming. And in Richmond is speakers on Saturday. It's going to be great. We got 4, maybe 5 speakers. It's going to be a fabulous thing. And we got to know that you're coming. Contact us.
Okay, folks, that's a week from tomorrow. Is that right, Bobby's about looking at? No, 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
Texas Salt and Light Brigade. Chad's got one going on down there. Get over and support Chad and everything he's doing. Chad, you want to say anything about that? You're not sleeping in today on me, are you, Chad? Mr. Zero, Craig has organized a Maryland Salt and Light Brigade January 29th. We're going to be raising the standard out in there as well. So a lot of good stuff going on, folks. Get involved, especially if you want to go to the Ark Encounter. Let Bobby know. Contact him. Boom. Next thing. Is that it, Coach? Is that it? Anybody? Jerry, come on in.
I just wanted to encourage you, Coach. A couple of weeks ago, I was having a conversation, and me and this person were talking about how we got this feeling something great was about to occur. Something was going to happen. And off the cuff, I said, yeah, on the 7th at 7. So I just wanted to bring that up.
Well, that'd be today. Something great's happening. Amen, Jerry. Amen. Okay, friends, I want to show you a couple of things that are really, really important. Number one, I didn't even know this existed. Dr. Paul, I don't even know if you knew this existed. Dr. Malone has a website, 1, 2, 3, fourth thing down. You say, who's Dr. Malone? He's the inventor of the mRNA, whatever that thing is. It's called Global COVID Summit. I just found this morning. I had no idea. Now, scroll down through this, folks. He has testimony, Spencer, yeah, testimony, video, testimony after testimony after testimony from doctors, from medical people, from pharmacologists, on and on. Listen, see, there is an orchestrated effort to block information. Friends, you understand that, don't you? You understand that? So look at this. Look at these things that you can go down and you can share with others on what the heck is going on all around us. This was, the name of that again was, put it in the link, globalcovidsummit.org. That's Dr. Malone's website where Dr. Paul, he's pulling these physicians together. That's what he's doing. Go back up at the top, Spence, and hit on resources. No. Spencer, hit on declaration. Hit on declaration. Look at this. Physicians Declaration 2, updated Global COVID Summit. And there they go down there and they spell out what all doctors ought to be doing and believing. It's powerful, man. Hey, we're building a team. We're just a little late to the game. Natural immunity is most effective. Natural immune persons are at the lowest risk of transmission. Resolve that all health agencies and institutions shall cease interfering with physicians, treating individual patients. This is Dr. Malone. They're trying to deplatform him. They've taken him off of Twitter. Folks, we're in an information war like we ain't never been in. Now, I want to do something else for you. Go back, Spencer. Again, folks, that is globalcovidsummit.org. That is Dr. Malone's website, okay? Dr. Paul, were you aware of that one? Were you aware of that website? Okay, cool. Plug in there. Okay, now look. Mass form. Oh, no, I don't want to do that first. Let's go here. Coach, you don't even, stuff doesn't even make sense to you. Okay, nurse murder. Nurse murder, Spencer. Click on that one. Folks, that's not the one. There it is. This is a Board of Education meeting, and this nurse shows up at this Board of Education meeting. We're winning. Go ahead, Spence.
For cancer, blood clots, and whatever kind of ailment may come up in your body. And I'm tired of hearing people go and ask doctors, can they be treated for COVID, and their only option is a vaccine or go home or go into the hospital where you're not going to make it out. I will be happy to treat any one of you for COVID prior going to the hospital because early treatment has always worked. I'm a member of the FLCCC Alliance, NC Physicians for Freedom, and the Medical Freedom Summit. And I would ask y'all to please stop choosing fear and putting masks on our kids. The vaccine is not going to work. Early treatment has always worked, and government mismanagement of patients is why people have died. And families have realized this, and they are rising up, and they are going to come after governments and the hospital. I was highly decorated and highly respected at New Hanover. I was the November 2020 Employee of Excellence, and I had a job opportunity this year from the chief medical director at the hospital, and I chose to walk out and stand up for what is right. So putting these masks on our kids is not going to help, nor is vaccination, and we all need to realize that. It is out. The cat is out of the bag, and people are speaking globally, including the inventor of the vaccine.
Amen. We missed it there at the beginning. She said every one of those elected officials ought to be charged with murder. They know it and are doing it anyway. Dr. Paul, they know it and are doing it anyway. Dr. Paul, could any doctor in America today not know these vaccines are hurting people? Is it possible that a doctor wouldn't know that?
I don't think so. But, you know, it's also possible that they don't have God in their lives, right?
Yeah, how about that, huh? So, but there's the truth, right? So, folks, listen, they can't hide behind this anymore, hide behind this ignorance. Hey, Spencer, go back to Dr. Malone's website. Just send this to your doctor friends. Just send thousands of physicians and scientists reach consensus on vaccinating children and natural. Thousands, not Dr. Fauci, not Bill Gates. It's an information war. We're in an information war. We got to realize it. Hang on. Let's go quickly to mass formation psychosis. It's right under the nurse murder. This is where Dr. Malone explains what's happening. I saw it yesterday on the streets. Mass psychosis, mass formation psychosis. In other words, everybody falling under a spell. How have they done it? What's Dr. Malone say? Go ahead.
That's terrifying.
It's hard for me to reconcile the behavior of the government and its public health decisions with the data. And it's like there's two bins. Is it incompetence or is it maleficence? Are they, is it, is, Is there some ulterior political motive, or are they just dumb stupid?
If there's some,
please, Evan Spencer, go down to the bottom. Go to the one where it says mass formation psychosis. No, wait a minute, Coach. Why do you? No, this one. That this is the one. Clear Nurse Murray Malone's website. Oh my goodness, the one that says mass formation psychosis, is that the one you clicked on, Spence? This one right here. There it is. He's explaining to us 2 minutes of what mass formation psychosis is. Go ahead.
From basically European intellectual inquiry into what the heck happened in Germany in the 20s and 30s. You know, very intelligent, highly educated population, and they went barking mad. And how did that happen? The answer is mass formation psychosis. When you have a society that has become decoupled from each other and has free-floating anxiety and a sense that things don't make sense, we can't understand it, and then their attention gets focused by a leader or a series of events on one small point, just like hypnosis, they literally become hypnotized and can be led anywhere. And one of the aspects of that phenomena is the people that they identify as their leaders, the ones typically that come in and say, you have this pain and I can solve it for you. I and I alone, okay, can fix this problem for you. Okay, then they will lead, they will follow that person through. It doesn't matter whether they lie to them or whatever. The data are irrelevant. And furthermore, anybody who questions that narrative is to be immediately attacked. They are the other. This is central to mass formation psychosis. And this is what has happened. We had all those conditions. If you remember back before 2019, everybody was complaining, the world doesn't make sense, blah, blah, blah. And we're all isolated from each other. We're all on our little tools. We're not connected socially anymore, except through social media. And then this thing happened and everybody focused on it. That is how mass formation psychosis happens, and that is what's happened here. Pickle.
Okay, so there you go, folks, right? Think of what they do. And is it just me, or is every newscast, top of the hour, still talking about COVID and variant, still bang, bang, bang. And who's going to save us? The government's going to save us. And how's the government going to save us? Vaccinations. And the only ones who are able to fight through that, I believe, are the stubborn and those who have some understanding and anointing of the Holy Spirit of God, that they're able to recognize what the heck is going on. Now, stay with me. One more thing. Pilots, folks, listen to me. We haven't seen the evidence yet. The evidence is coming. Very bottom one, Spencer, pilots. Commercial pilot says his colleagues are dropping like flies with crushing chest pains following COVID vaccinations. Hey, friends, what happens to America when we no longer have the ability to travel freely because the pilots who've been forced to take the vaccination can no longer fly the planes? Folks, do you think this is by accident? Is this part of the isolation idea that I can no longer make it to Maine? I can no longer make it to Wisconsin? I can no longer go to Nevada? Why? Because there aren't planes to fly us there. And are they going to tell us it's from the vaccines? Well, it won't even matter at that point, will it? It ain't even going to matter. But we're seeing right now that this is happening. In a recent interview, the guy said they're dropping like flies with what he describes as severe chest pains. I went into the ER where they quickly hooked me up to EKG, did blood work quickly, and determined that I was an AFib, the doctor said. I could have stroked out at 100 feet while trying to land an airplane. I could have just pushed down on that stick before the person next to me could do anything. Whereas it's all over for a lot of people. Folks, we ain't seen nothing yet. I want to encourage you, not discourage you. Oh, man, we're lighting up here. Jeff, quickly.
Coach, I just wanted to say real quick, first time ever, January 22nd on the March for Life Day. Mount Vernon is doing a March for Life. We're going to make some plans to get there and bring in the truth about abortion. So it's going to be good.
We'll cover that later. Craig, come on in.
Two things, Coach. One thing that separates Dr. Malone from the great people like Dr. Tenpenny is that Dr. Malone holds the patent to the process of messenger mRNA.
And he made it.
People don't understand a lot about the stuff that we talk about daily. But when I've had discussions with people and I said, do you know the guy that, you know, they know mRNA. I said, but do you know the guy that invented the process, Dr. Malone? I said, he is against using this gene therapy against COVID. That opens their eyes. Two, I sent you something the other day. On January 23rd, which is two Sundays from this week, Dr. Malone is going to have a meeting on the mall at the Washington Monument and walk up to the Lincoln. And that if you want to, if you're in the area and a couple hours from Washington, D.C., I will put a link out. Go to this. This is going to be a group of people. We need as many people that we can get to come and do that and show support for this man, because we need to rally behind him, because there's power.
He's literally putting his life on the line. He is putting his life on the line, friends.
And he has the authority because he has the patent to the process.
You mean he knows more than Fauci? They're not banning Fauci. They aren't banning Fauci.
He can break the ice of somebody who is brainwashed. Yeah. Because that makes a difference. When someone who invented the process is against the process they're using it for, that's powerful.
We'll see. Thank you, Craig. Myra.
Good morning, Saints. I want to give praise and glory. I'm so grateful for my brothers and sisters from the huddle. I want to read Psalm 24:8. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Thank you.
Myra, you went out there by yourself, didn't you?
Yes.
God bless you, Myra. I'll take 1,000 Myras. Give me 1,000 Myras. Gary, come on in.
God bless.
Yes, I just want to say instead of calling these things vaccines, I've got a nickname for them, which I got from another podcast. I call them the clot shots.
The clot shots. I don't even know, Gary, what we should call them, right? They are causing blood clots and they're killing people. I could put another story up of how many more athletes have dropped over dead again. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Luann, come in. And Rochelle.
Yeah, I said, I think with Jeff Klein, when I was in here before, that I had a dream of planes falling out of the sky. And this just proves they're here.
But the guy says it's going to happen.
People are going to be dropping out of the sky, with killing lots of people.
Yeah, but it'll be because the people on the ground weren't vaxxed. That's why the plane will fall on them. They weren't
exactly
vaxxed. Rochelle, come in.
Thanks, Coach. I just was reading the what is necessary for mass formation psychosis to take place. And there's four variables. And I'm just going to read real quickly. The lack of a social bond, free-floating anxiety, a feeling of not having any purpose, and people who are confused and can't make sense of anything around them.
Wow, huh? Huh?
Yeah, I'll send you this article.
That's what I saw in downtown Newark yesterday. Thanks, Rochelle. Send it to us. Larry.
Yeah, you know, you're so right that it's going to happen. All these people are going to, you know, we're going to see more and more of what's already started to happen. And while we've digested data, the main people or main group of people haven't. And we understand that it's the vaccinations that are the underlying factor in these extra deaths and stuff. Even when it becomes obvious to anybody willing to look at it, they're not going to be willing to look at it because their brains are going to be trained to look at something else. And the other side's going to double down harder looking at the unvaccinated. And they are going to make the unvaccinated the Jews of Nazi Germany.
That's what they're doing. Larry, well said. Leslie, come in, then Randy. Hey, Spencer, pull up that Dr. Michael Yaden email. Pull that up there. Go ahead, Leslie. I'm sorry.
Good morning. What do you think about maybe doing this once a month or once every other month and just getting it out in front of people to kind of beat back? What do you think about that?
I'm saying, I, That's the way I see it, man. Christians have got to come. We got to come out in the streets, folks. Christians have got to come out in the streets. And it, just like everything else, it's taking people a while to wake up and understand it. They don't get it because churches don't do that, do they? We have to do that. Randy.
Coach, we have to see what God breathes on, and we have to be part of that. And that's what he just did. He breathed on this thing, Coach. He set us up a year ago. He set our foundation under us to be able to have the credibility to do this. And we have to keep going forward. Coach, knowledge is power, but truth is liberating. We have more than knowledge. We come in here and we get knowledge, but when we go do something like we just did yesterday, we are taking the truth to them. And then the ones, the zombies that look at us and turn their heads and don't understand, just like Jesus, he walked right by him in his day, but the ones that looked at him, walked to him, came to him, he liberated all of them. That's what we're doing, Coach. We are liberating the ones that want to look and hear. So I'm all for knowledge. I'm for getting all the information I can. I have plenty of knowledge. I do not need to sit and just listen. I need to get off the couch and go be and do like we did yesterday and be the change and be the truth. And that's what's going to change people. It isn't the knowledge we have. It's the truth we have.
They'll see it with their own eyes, Randy. It's coming to us.
And it works. We had a good group, Coach. Four of us.
I know you did. I was going to share your video. I saw it, man. It's all good. It's all good. Quit looking at the scoreboard. Just keep playing. Let's just keep playing. Tracy, quickly.
Real quick, I just saw something a friend posted on Facebook that the Masonic Temple burned down in Zanesville, Ohio.
Woo! Oh, my goodness. Is that right? Oh, break their teeth, Lord! Break their teeth. Oh, thanks, Tracy. Okay, look, I got up on the. I've been trying to share this for a month and haven't been able to. This is from Dr. Michael Yaden. Dr. Michael Yaden, he's on the forefront. He's on our side, and a timeline to tyranny. Dr. Yaden put this together, and I want you to think about this, folks, as he lays out what's happened to us. Phase one of this is to simulate a threat and create fear. He says this happened from December to March, 2 years ago, actually, almost now. Mount a pandemic in China, kill tens of thousands of elderly people, increase the number of cases and deaths, position vaccination as the only solution from the very beginning, focus all attention on COVID-19, and the result is almost general panic. That was phase one, December to March. Phase two, sow the tares in division. This was one from March 20 to December 20. Impose multiple necessary liberticidal and unconstitutional coercive measures. Paralyze trade and the economy. Observe the submission of a majority and the resistance of a rebellious minority. Stigmatize the rebels and create a horizontal division. Censoring dissident leaders, can you say Facebook, Twitter? Punish disobedience. Generalize the PCR tests. Create confusion between cases, infected, sick, hospitalized, dead. Disqualify all effective treatments. Dr. Yaden says this is the path to tyranny. Hope for a rescue vaccine. And the result? Almost generic, general panic. Step number three, bring a treacherous and deadly solution. That happened from December to June of 2021. Offer a free vaccination to everyone.
When did this get written? How long
ago? Well, we'll get to the recently, Mike, or Mark, recently. Let me get the bottom here. I'll show you. Bring a treacherous and deadly solution. Offer a free vaccine for everyone. Promise protection and a return to normality. Establish a herd immunization target. Simulate a partial recovery of the economy. Hide statistics of side effects and deaths from injections. Passing off the side effects of the injections as natural effects of the virus. recover the notion of a variant as a natural mutation of the virus. Don't let them think it's a natural mutation. Justify the maintenance of coercive measures by not applying the herd immunity threshold. Punish health professionals for the illegal exercise of care and healing. Hey, you hear that, doc? Punish doctors who treat people. Result, you get doubts and feelings of betrayal among the vax and discouragement among the opponents. Phase 4, install apartheid and the QR code, June 20th to October 20th. Voluntarily plan for shortages. Voluntarily plan for shortages. Impose the vaccination pass to reward the vaccinated and punish the resistant. Create an apartheid of the privileged against the others. Take away the right to work or study from the non-vaxxed. Withdraw basic services to the non-vaxxed. Impose PCR payment tests on the non-vaxxed. First, a result will be the first stage of digital control and impoverishment of opponents. Wow, huh? Phase 5. This happened between November 21 and March of 2022. In other words, we're in the midst of it right now. Exploit the shortage of goods and food. Cause the paralysis of the real economy and the closure of factories and shops. This is what they're doing now. Let unemployment explode. Apply a third dose to the vaccine, call them boosters. Take up the murder of the living old men. Impose compulsory vaccinations for all. Apply the myth of variants and the efficacy of the vaccine and the immunity of the herd. Demonize the anti-vax and hold them responsible for the dead. Is this amazing, friends? Is this what's going on or what?
Bait and switch, coach.
Arrest opposition leaders. Pastor Harder, they arrested him again. Impose digital identity on everyone, QR code, birth certificate, identified document, identity document, passport, driving license, health insurance card. Establish martial law to defeat the opposition. And what's the result? Second stage of digital control, imprisonment or removal of opponents. And then phase 6, heading into this now. Cancel the debts and dematerialize the money. So that's going to happen between March and September. Trigger the economic, financial, and stock market collapse and the bankruptcy of the banks. Rescue the losses of the banks and the accounts of their clients. The banks are so underwater that the banks don't want to be blamed on this. I'll blame the economy. Activate the Great Reset. Dematerialize money. In other words, go to digital money. Get rid of dollars. Impose the digital wallet. Impose it. You have to have one. Seize properties and land. Ban all global medicines. Impose food rationing and a diet based on the Codex Alimentarius. And extend the measure to emerging countries. The result? Third stage of digital control. Extension of the NOM to the whole planet. There's a plan laid out right before us.
Amen.
Craig, come on in, Craig.
Well, this ties in with what Randy was saying, and where I think the only thing that's going to break the brainwashing, the mindset of our country is Romans 2:2-6. Says, but we know that the judgment of God is according to truth. And that was Randy was saying truth. Against those who practice such things. And do you think this, oh man, and you can put America right in the crosshairs, you who judge those practicing such things and doing the same, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, his forbearance and long-suffering. And I'm going to add a comment. God's long-suffering, but he's not enduring. He has a point. Mm-hmm. Not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance. Ain't no repentance here. But in accordance with your hardness of your impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day.
Wow.
A wrath of revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to each one according to his deeds.
Mm. To them who be patient, continuance, and well-doing, seek for glory and honor and immortality. Folks, listen, I'm not trying to be a doom and gloomer. We ain't seen nothing yet. Put that in the chat. Could you do that? We ain't seen nothing yet. Now, I had somebody say it to get you in a second here, Brett. I got an email from a guy yesterday. I get so sick when I hear these things. Coach, you're wasting your time because we're under judgment. Well, I agree we're under judgment. Can somebody explain to me how I'm wasting my time? Randy, if we're under judgment, am I just supposed to sit here in a chair and wait for the judgment to fall? Is that what it is? Is God going to pour out his judgment upon the righteous, Randy? I don't think he's going to pour out his judgment on the righteous. And I'm going to do everything I can to push back, to restore righteousness. That's how you stop judgment. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their own wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. There is a time when we can avert judgment.
Amen.
Another coach, we might have to work through it.
Might have to work through it.
We might be the vessels. We might be the instruments that God is choosing to work through the judgment to bring those back to him.
Ah, so he may have hit a button already, and we got to hit ours. Come on in, Brett.
Yeah, Coach, just wanted to bring up, good morning, everybody.
Hard to hear you.
The next phase starts next week on the Canadian border, U.S.-Canadian border.
We're hard to hear you, Brett. So the next phase starts next week on the Canadian border. How is that, Brett?
The truckers are not allowed to pass back and forth if they don't have the shot.
Hey, Kevin, is that right? Kevin Fahey, is that the truth? Starting next week, the truckers cannot cross the border unless you've had the jab? Kevin's
yeah,
always in
there. Next Saturday. So as of next Saturday, it's the 15th of January, you'll have the jab to go into Canada. And the following Saturday, I think it's the 22nd, you'll have the jab to come back into America. So they did that because Biden initiated it. And Canada responded by doing it a week earlier. So, yes.
That's Unbelievable. Man, oh, man. Silver, come in, then Roger. And Leslie.
Additionally, Coach, you're about to lose 50,000-plus cross-border drivers in an instant. Because they'll walk away. But just think about how that's going to muck up the supply lines, having 50,000 drivers combined, U.S. and Canadian, not doing cross-border work. It's going to be a disaster.
That will muck things up. And I used an M and not an F. That will muck it up. Come on in, Silver. Then Roger. Then Leslie.
Sometime we're going to have to come to a point in our lives where we understand, yeah, these are the end times. What do we do now? Okay. And that basically is the Great Commission, win souls to Christ, because there's not much time left, especially for them who have taken shots or that kind of thing. And we just need to stay focused on the Lord and listen to what he's saying and not play the we can fix it all kind of game. If that's the case.
Amen. Amen. Gotcha, Joe. Got to roll Roger. Quickly, Roger.
When did coming under judgment dictate that we don't follow and be obedient to his word anyways?
Well, that's that's the point, right? We ought to be more obedient. So I just asked this guy, what do you do, dude, about it says rescue those who are unjustly led to slaughter? What do you do with that one? Huh? They have no response. They got their fingers up. Anyway, go ahead, Leslie.
Yeah, those who came over on the Mayflower, they had experienced persecution. They escaped to Holland, but after years, their children were being affected by the environment. So they came here, and this is not a new thing for America. It's just that we've been so dissociated. Another point, we need to copy that letter from Dr. Yeadon and send it to news outlets that are local newspapers and say either you're complicit or you're ignorant, and neither one is acceptable. And then, so we can do those kind of things. And I just thank you guys. I love you all. And Myra, I support you.
Amen. What a team. What a team. Hey, folks, despise not the days of small beginnings. Hope to see some of you tonight in Columbus at the event. Otherwise, have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday morning.